With California nipping at our heels, Governor Walker wants Wisconsin to produce more milk. Part of that effort is upgrading campus dairy facilities for research and teaching. Mike Peters is dairy herd manager at UW-Madison's College of Agriculture. He'll be on hand this weekend for dedication of a remodeled dairy barn holding 80 cows.
It's a unique setting in that our professors can be teaching a class and in 5 minutes can move from a lecture hall into a hands-on lab and be showing what they were just talking about right with dairy cattle, right in the city of Madison.
The newly remodeled barn was built in 1956. It's just a stone's throw away from the original campus barn, still standing after 114 years. In a tour over a decade ago, science outreach specialist Tom Zinnen describes how the old barn looked and why it should be preserved on a fast-growing modern campus in the heart of Madison.
It's a big white gable roof with a silo that's rather remarkable, brick with a stone foundation. It looks very much like a lighthouse in some aspects.
The original barn was built in 1898 and is on the National Register of Historic Places. It was built for $16,000. The newly remodeled barn cost $3.5 million. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.